It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had our conversations with our broadcast partners from around the world so that we can know the details behind the news headlines. These men keep us updated on current events that could well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. By the way, all of these conversations can be heard or re-listened to at PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's PTRN, and you can find that at prophecytoday.com. That's our website. And be sure to tell a friend. They can go to PTRN at Prophecy Today Radio Network and hear some very important conversations with the broadcast partners of Prophecy Today. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman. He's out of the Washington, D.C. area. We talked about the Syrian civil war and the infighting going on among the opposition to Bashar Assad. Some of the Islamists are going after the Free Syrian Army. In fact, one of the leaders of the Free Syrian Army, FSA, was actually assassinated by one of the Islamists. Well, when you hear that report by Ken, remember to go to the Bible, Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. There it talks about the king of the north, and early on in Daniel 11, the king of the north, starting there in verse 5, is giving us the information of the geographical location, which is modern-day Syria. Then we went to the Middle East talking to David Dolan about the civil war at both borders for Israel, at the northern border, of course, the Syrian civil war. It's been going on for over 2.5 years, but there's just about to begin a civil war in Egypt. And again, as you hear that report, Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, you'll see that the king of the south, early on in chapter 11, defined geographically as Egypt, will also join with Syria. Now, they don't look like they're going to come together today, but if your enemy is my enemy, then we are friends together to try to wipe out our enemy. And the first two nations to move against the Jewish state of Israel during the tribulation period will be Syria from the north and Egypt from the south. That's the scripture. Itamar Marcus spoke to us. He's with Palestinian Media Watch. He and his team monitor the Palestinian media, both the print media and the electronic media. And they reported to us about a little girl who was singing on one of the Palestinian Authority television programs, and the words in the song, "Jews are barbaric monkeys and pigs." This is the type of propaganda they're giving the little children plus the adults among the Palestinian body politic. Well, you can think about the book of Ezekiel chapter 35, Malachi chapter 1, and the little prophetic book of Obadiah. They all talk about the descendants of Esau, the Palestinian people today, rising up and trying to destroy the Jewish people and to take their land. Rob Congdon, Dr. Congdon, deals with the European Union. He gives us the latest updates from that part of the world. We were talking today about the candidates for super president. The European Union leaders would like to have a super president, put all the different organizations together, and we were talking about some of the possibilities. Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 7 to 24, talks about the revived Roman Empire, and Daniel 9, verse 27, talks about a super president, or should I say, the name that is used one place in the Bible. There are 27 names for the individual, but in 1 John chapter 2, he's referred to as the Antichrist, and that's who we were referring to when we talk about a super president. Winky Madad, he lives in Shiloh. It's in the center part of the state. It's in that area referred to by some as the West Bank. The biblical terminology would be the area of Judea and Samaria. From that location, Winky reported about the archaeologists just about to make a final conclusion that that was where the tabernacle was set up some 3,500 years ago when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the Promised Land, and the Ark of the Covenant was housed in that tabernacle for 350 years. Well, indeed, if you look at the information talked about in the Word of God, you will see that is the case. The book of Joshua talks about how when they came in the land, God helped them to conquer the land and establish the location for that tabernacle. Then I concluded our conversations with our broadcast partners by talking with Yoel Karen, and we focused, as the rabbi and I had a conversation, on Tish B'Av. It's the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av. It's the date when the temples were destroyed back in history, both the first and the second temples. And their prayer as they sit at the gates of the Temple Mount is, next year in Jerusalem, there will be a temple on the Temple Mount. Again, go to our website, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, at prophecytoday.com, and you can listen to these conversations. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Tish B'Av. Tish B'Av, 586 B.C. It was foretold in the Word of God in Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. It said that the temple would be destroyed. The fulfillment of that, 2 Chronicles. Chronicles chapter 36, when the Babylonians came in and destroyed the temple, took the Jews into the Babylonian captivity. The second temple was destroyed 70 AD. That was foretold by Jesus Christ during the Olivet Discourse. He said, "There will not be a stone standing upon a stone on this majestic building." It was Herod's temple. And in fact, the rabbi said, if you'd never seen Herod's temple, you'd never seen a beautiful building. Jesus said it would be tore down. That was fulfilled in 70 AD. And General Titus of the Roman army, told by his father Vespasian, who was the Roman emperor, to go destroy the temple, bring the treasures out of that temple so they could rebuild the Roman Empire. Today, the Jews will sit at the gates, the seven gates around the Temple Mount, pray as they read the Book of Lamentations, and look next year for a temple to be on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Let me tell you, my dear friend, that next temple is ready to be rebuilt. All the priests have been trained, 28,000 of them. All the implements, the table of showbread, the altar of incense, the menorah, the seven-branch candelabra, they're all ready to go into the temple. 4,000 harps have been made. The Ark of the Covenant, they know exactly where it is. They can go in and bring it out, they told me, when they have a place to put it. The ashes of the red heifer, they have a red heifer ready for that. The Sanhedrin, the men who administer the temple on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem, they have been reformed. I even recently talked with the chairman of that organization. And the priestly garments, they're made. In fact, the chairman of the Sanhedrin said his garment is hanging in his closet, ready for him to put on, report to the Temple Mount, and report to duty. Dear friends, every single thing is ready for that next temple. That prayer at Tish B'Av next year in Jerusalem, a temple, may well be answered within the next year. It could be standing on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, but there's one thing that must happen before that temple is built on the Temple Mount: the rapture of the church. And having said everything else in this look at the book, my friend, that rapture could happen at any moment. With that said, nothing else for me to say except let's keep looking up. Until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.